Good morning. It's 8:35, and for VPR News, I'm Kari Anderson. The Shumlin administration has asked federal regulators to look into why radiation monitors failed recently at the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. Yankee reported the failures to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission earlier this week. A plant spokesman says the monitor sent false readings and four have since been replaced. The Department of Public Service, which represents consumers in utility issues, has asked the federal agency to dig deeper. Darren Springer is Deputy Public Service Commissioner. He says the monitors are a key piece of equipment at the nuclear plant.
And so what we're asking the NRC to do is to let us know exactly what Vermont Yankee reported to them, to let us know how, in the context of relicensing Vermont Yankee, these radiation monitors were considered. What's the age of the equipment? What's the functionality of the equipment?
NRC rules allow Yankee 60 days to report the failure, but Springer says that common sense suggests that the equipment should be running all the time and that failures should be reported immediately to regulators. A Bosnian immigrant has pleaded not guilty in Vermont to federal charges that he lied to immigration authorities by denying involvement in war crimes. 54-year-old Edin Sakoc entered the plea Friday, hours after he was arrested by federal agents. Sakoc spoke through an interpreter. As he told a judge, he understood the charges against him. His attorney, Robert Behrens, had no immediate comment. Sakoc is a Bosnian Muslim. Investigators allege he was involved in war crimes against a civilian Bosnian Serb family two decades ago. Authorities say he lied when he applied for refugee status and for permanent legal residence in the U.S. by denying any past crimes of persecution. The U.S. Department of Transportation is providing Vermont $1 million to help the state recover from a series of spring and summer floods that damaged roads across the state. The Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief Program provides funds for the repair or reconstruction of some federal roads and bridges damaged by natural disasters. The storms began in May and lasted until early July. There are about 30 separate road segments closed by storm damage. Significant damage was reported in 9 counties. Parts of the state were declared a federal disaster area following the May and early June floods. Another application is pending. For almost 10 years, the Rutland Area Farm and Food Link has been promoting locally produced foods and farms to bolster the region's agricultural economy. Now, as VPR's Nina Keck reports, the group is teaming up with the Chaffee Art Center for a first-ever food and farm and food art exhibit.
When you stand in front of artist Amy Mosier's paintings of pigs, you might find yourself looking for a special spider web.
If you're familiar with Charlotte's Web, it's like Wilbur is just staring out at you from each and every one of the paintings.
That's Margaret Barrows, executive director of the Chaffee Art Center. In its new farm and food show, the Chaffee's featuring paintings by Amy Mosier and Betsy Huebner. Their images of barnyard animals, silos, and farm fields are sometimes playful, sometimes serene. Barrows points to a large portrait of a sheep, one of her favorites at the exhibit. She says artist Betsy Huebner often uses a palette knife instead of a brush, and Barrow says it creates a wonderfully complex blending of colors.
When children come to be here in the gallery and I'm with them, I encourage them to get up as close as they can so they can see the violet and the green, the black and the blue and the purple, that when they're standing 20 feet away, they just see the sheep. But when they get up close, then they really appreciate. You can almost feel Betsy moving the paint when you stare at it. It's so moving.
In addition to the paintings, the exhibit includes a collection of black and white photographs titled A Day in the Life of a Vermont Farmer and a series of posters highlighting the nationwide farm-to-food movement. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
Rutland's Farm and Food Art Show runs through August 11th at the downtown Chaffee. To see some of the paintings and learn more about the exhibit, visit vpr.net. And that's VPR News. I'm Kari Anderson. Thanks for listening.